crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy. Scatly-dee-bop, shabadooey. The revel in hilarity. It's pork therapy.
And away we go.
Yes, we do.
Good
Hello.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon to you. Didn't he say that on the Truman Show?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a big fail.
All right.
Oh, Mike. Anyway, we have no idea what time our listeners are listening
to this.
That's
right. So good to you.
Good state.
Good state. And this is Pork Therapy.
Yes, we're Pork Therapy. This is Stephanie.
And this is Mike.
And we thank you so much for lending us your ears. We're so happy to have you as our listeners. And I was attempting to segue, a very poor segue, into something that we wanted to discuss tonight. But before we go into that, I guess we should just let you know how to get us into your ears. If you're hearing us on the Liberty Radio Network, maybe you're tuning into them. You can visit us at our website at porktherapy.com.
That's P-O-R-C.
Yes, Mike, you're like an extension of my... we're just like joined at the
hip.
Brain.
Oh.
I was going to say you're an extension of my brain, but that sounds really arrogant.
Oh.
Like I'm the only brain or something. You're the brains of this show. You're the real brains.
I'm a little pustule on the side of your brain.
Oh, that's so weird. No, but you're not. We're just, we're on the same wavelength and we complete each other's senses. That's why we're
sometimes
co-hosts. Anyway.
I don't even remember what either one of us was talking about just now.
Oh, I was talking about my poor segue and how to contact us.
Right.
We didn't finish talking about
that. Us. If
right.
you want to ask us a question or a comment or something more, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yep, or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Give us a lovely voice. I actually, you know, I tried to encourage one of the other Liberty Radio Network podcasters to call us and leave us a joke, a comment, or something more, but I don't think he bit.
Well, maybe he just needs some more persuasion or time or something.
Maybe he needs a... A little threat to get
a threat.
Him.
Maybe he needs a threat.
Of course, I'm totally kidding about that. Maybe he needs some nonviolent communication.
Yeah.
Are you
Maybe,
feeling nervous?
Yeah,
because...
did you not call because your need for in-person communication is not being met?
Anyway, oh gosh, that was
okay.
Terrible, Mike.
So on, right. I wanted to talk, we have a little piece of listener feedback.
Yes.
And then we have a topic. But before any of that, I wanted to briefly comment about our last episode, which was about swearing.
Swearing, right.
And you create a little intro to explain why you censored all of our cuss words with the word state, which is almost completely accurate. I just wanted to clarify how I came up with state, or at least what was going through my mind when I did exactly what you said. And that is... When you say
wait, let's give a recap because we just talked on our last episode about how we need to like recap because people are tuning
right.
in the middle of our show. So right, we did an episode about curse words or swear words or whatever, excuse me, whatever you want to call them. And since we knew it was being aired on the radio and some radio stations in Liberty Radio Network, we replaced all of the naughty words with state. And the way that I explained that was that Mike had some kids in his life that he didn't want to use these words around, and so he started replacing those words with state in his own life. So, Mike,
right.
was that accurate or
yeah,
not?
It was
not completely.
Not completely.
I didn't get it quite right.
While the kids that are in my life were not my own, so I will not take the liberty of... you know, raising them how I want. So I won't swear around them.
Okay.
Because the mother doesn't want me to. If they were my kids, I'd swear, because as I said in the show, I don't care.
Yes, exactly.
But in addition to that being the reason, I think that swearing is, or them being bad words is silly. They're just sounds that come out of our mouth.
Yes.
So I
as
thought, you know what is it?
45 minutes
right,
talking about.
Right. So I thought, you know, what truly is a bad word? Well, the state. I hate the government. It's tyranny, it's violence, it's aggression. State is a bad word. So I just
It's true.
Yeah. So I just decided to start replacing all of my bad words with state. So mother stater and shut the state up, and that's a big pile of state.
Wow.
So anyway, it I just wanted
sense,
to correct
Mike.
That story.
It makes sense.
And actually,
it's still funny.
The mom of these children and I were laughing at the fact that the kids were trying to figure out which common curse word I was replacing with state. So, it's, you know, that's what I mean by, you know.
Well, of course they know. They've
exactly.
heard all of these words
exactly.
before. They know exactly
what
they
mean. So we turned it into
mean.
A game as well.
Oh, that's cute, Mike. I like that. So I didn't get it quite right, but I'm glad you clarified.
Very
that.
Close.
That was nice.
Okay, so we have a piece of listener feedback.
Yes. We a couple episodes back, we did an episode about self-esteem, right?
Yes.
Because we had a question from a listener who said that he wanted to improve his relationship with himself.
Great question, and I hope he's progressing. We'll talk about that in a second. But before he asked that question, he asked another one that neither one of us could understand, and we joked about it.
Yeah, and he sent us this email
yes.
that about something about hot dogs, and we couldn't understand this. So we wrote back to him and asked him to clarify, and then we got the question about self-esteem. Well, he wrote us a follow-up email, and
he listened to our show and then wrote us this. Do you want to read it or me?
You can go ahead.
All right. Dear Michael and Stephanie, and he put Michael in all caps because I made a joke during this show that I preferred Michael instead of Mike because Stephanie prefers Stephanie instead of Steph. Thank you. Although I felt bad about my sleepy word salad about Grafton Gulch, I enjoyed the rest of the episode. I didn't expect you two to be able to do therapy on me by remote control from one email. However, good ideas are where you find them. I'm digging into Brandon's online program, thanks to your recommendation.
Sweet.
That is very cool. I hope it helps, or if not, I hope you continue to try and just look for other things that help.
Yeah, exactly. We want you to get your question answered and get a better relationship with yourself, and we
absolutely.
Wish you all
and
the luck.
Write us another email and let us know how you progress or if you have questions or whatever. And I do want to say, though, that he says, I didn't expect you to do therapy on me. I hope by that he means do an episode of Pork Therapy about this, because I didn't do any therapy.
I don't think we therapized him.
I just
tell
offer
me about your father.
Yes. How did that make you feel?
Lie back on the couch.
Yeah. Right? Do you dream about your mother?
Oh, just kidding.
Okay.
Well, okay, so wait, one more thing.
Yes.
He says he had a sleepy word salad about Grafton Gulch.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about that, Mike? Because I think our listeners might be looking for an update about the Gulch.
Okay, I will update. I don't know what his original question about the Gulch was.
It was about hot dogs, but we couldn't understand.
Well, I am building a store and private club in the town of Grafton. I'm calling it Grafton Gulch. You can, find out details and follow the progress at graftongulch.com.
Yeah, we should link there from our website or show notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And during construction of the building, which has now been like 6 months, I've been selling food from a camper kitchen. Mm-hmm. So I've been selling hot dogs and hamburgers and burritos
and
candy and
Just kidding. Mike.
Candy and sodas and ice cream.
No,
and
totally kidding.
Coffee.
This is a totally above board.
Yeah,
like
above board. Meth. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, yeah, you're right.
There is no meth there, but it's just a little snack bar, really.
Yeah.
Lunch bar.
I'd say. It's a cute thing. It's...
And I have a couple of. I intend to extend this service into Grafton Gulch when the building's made. Continue serving lunches and whatnot, and maybe expand it.
Right.
So at the moment, I have a couple vendors. I have people making ice cream, and I sell it there. I have a guy doing Taco Tuesday. He makes tacos and sells it at the Gulch.
Yep.
I have a guy doing Vanzetti's breakfasts. I have another person coming online soon to make rolls. So that's
what
goes
on. Wow, you're
on a roll. So what goes on? Okay, so a couple months ago, a woman from the state came by when I happened to not be there and tried to hand people, my friends and workers who were there, tried to hand them a piece of paper, which turned out to be some kind of thread about we're not allowed to sell food without permission from the government, which costs money.
Well, that's funny, because you just were selling food.
Yeah. So I think maybe his question was, what was the progress of that? Are you still selling hot dogs now?
Yeah, I think he might have been trying to relate that to another incident where there was another guy who I think was in some other state, North Carolina or something, and he was selling illegal hot dogs, and he was known as the outlaw hot dog truck or something like that. Like, he actually labeled his hot dog truck Outlaw Hot Dogs.
Oh, cool.
Because they kept trying to give him little, fines and fees and stuff. and he just wouldn't have
Yay,
any of it.
Yay, don't pay it.
Yeah, so maybe he wanted to know if you had networked with that guy or gotten in touch with him or anything.
I actually have only heard about him for the first time just now, so I have not networked with him.
I see. Well, maybe he can email you at mike@porktherapy.com.
That's right.
Right, Mike.
We are apparently of similar mindsets. We each want to voluntarily sell something to people who voluntarily want to buy it and don't want to mess around with paying other people for permission or jumping through hoops or bothering with government interference.
Let's just say, Mike, that you didn't have a problem, like an ideological problem, which you do, with asking the government for permission to sell hamburgers and hot dogs.
Right.
You didn't think that was a totally ridiculous proposition and made you feel like a little kid who's asking their, mommy, can I sell a hot dog?
Can I have a lemonade stand, please? Right.
Right. So even if you had no problem with that intellectually or philosophically or whatever, it would probably cost a lot more to get the permits to sell the hot dogs, and you'd probably have to install a $20,000 fume hood, and you'd have to make all these. Put a handicapped ramp up the stairs,
and parking,
and so there's no way you'd be able to do it if you tried to do it so-called legitimately or following all of their rules. And so it just wouldn't exist. This great place where people can go and stop on the side of the road to get something when they're hungry and they're driving along, or the people who are working at your job site, they probably want food too. They'd love to have some ice cream once.
Government's one size fits all system, even if you could argue that it had good intention, which I would argue against, it doesn't work. Maybe there is some class of people it affects that it helps, but it hurts everyone in the process, at least by being funded by taxation.
Right.
And further by, like what you're saying,
everyone.
It would hurt me, the little small startup guy, because I don't have $100,000 to put into permits and loans and hoods and all this extra safety stuff that has nothing to do with me. I cook on a little home barbecue outside of my home.
Right.
I don't need a $20,000 hood or whatever the requirement is.
Well,
so it's very prohibitive.
You do.
Right.
Actually, Mike, you said it wouldn't help anyone to have these regulations, but it would help someone, and that's your competition. That's the big
The McDonald's that already exists.
Yeah, exactly. Who to them, $20,000 rain hood is no problem, to you, it's the difference between having a business or not.
Yep. And I, by the way, I did say that it does. The government probably helps a class of people, but not everyone, and it even hurts the class that it helps at the same time. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So, anyway, that's a little update about the Gulch, but you haven't had any more trouble coming to visit, have you?
No, so that's the update, is the state has not interfered again. They've not come back, so far, so good. Who knows? Maybe they're waiting for me to have a completed building, so when I don't comply with their fees and whatnot, they'll steal that from me. I don't know yet.
Hmm. Or maybe they just don't like to come out in the winter because they're cold or something.
It could be. It has, maybe I'll see them in the spring.
Yeah,
lovely.
Maybe. Something to look forward to, right, Mike?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Mike, I think what you're doing is really cool and
Thank
important,
you.
And I really, it's something I admire about you, your integrity and your willingness to to take personal risks, to live as you feel you should be able to.
Thank you.
And not just kowtow and bow down.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'll see how long I can last.
Cool. Well, I wish you good luck, and
Thank
I'm sure
you.
Our listeners do, too.
Thank you, folks. If you're interested, go to graftongulch.com and check it out.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And now,
I'll put that link in our show notes, too.
And now, what's the reason we're actually here tonight?
Oh. Well, there are many reasons that we're here, including doing multiple shows, because we sometimes do a big recording session with more than one show in it. A little behind-the-scenes secret for our listeners. But, okay, so we did actually have a question tonight. And the question is...
another anonymous one, which is fine.
Yes. Let's see. Okay, so the question asker says, is it true that when most men hear someone talk about a problem, they start to try to fix it, but then when women hear someone talk about a problem, they prefer to empathize and sympathize and listen and be compassionate? Wow. Well, Mike, what do you think about that?
Well, I know that when I hear someone I care about have a problem or express a problem.
Yep.
And that could be anything like, darn it, I was late to work because the traffic was so bad again.
Mm-hmm.
To something like, I don't know, the chair is broken in the living room. And it wobbles every time I sit at the computer or whatever. Anything.
Well, that's a serious problem.
No, I know, but that's my point. From small problems to problems that I really have nothing to do with me to big problems like I have a stalker and I don't know what to do about it. You know, anything. I just want to. The first thing I think of is, well, what would? How can we start to fix it? How what steps could you take to make that problem cease to exist?
Yeah, yeah.
And I usually, I'm trying to get away from that. I usually start conversation by that. I don't say how do you feel or are you okay, unless obviously they were just hurt or something. But yeah. I say, well, I have a dictionary we can stick under the corner of that chair for now, and then I could I could nail on an extension later or whatever.
The dictionary is good for something, you know.
Whatever. I just start in with fixing instead. And okay. And let me continue now. I think that I've known a lot of women who would prefer to just talk and be heard. To like, I don't know if that alleviates stress or
their need to be heard. That's one of Rosenberg's universal human needs.
Human or female?
Human.
Okay, because I was gonna say, while it's my personal experience that this is true genderally, which I just made up.
Generally.
That's an
interesting word. I've never heard that. What does genderally mean?
The gender portion of this question is, in my personal experience, accurate. It seems silly that this would somehow be related to gender. But in my personal experience, it seems to be the case.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that's my take.
Yeah.
Yes, I like to try and fix things, and most guys I know like to try and fix a problem when they hear it. Yeah. And most women I've dealt with in my life like to... Maybe they'll fix the problem later, but when they talk about a problem, they're really just talking. That's my experience. What do you think?
Well, okay, I really, really, really am wary of making gross generalizations based on something arbitrary like gender.
Yes, because it doesn't seem to be related at all.
No, it doesn't seem to be related at all, and I also don't... I also couldn't really... I kind of, like, looked around a little bit, and I couldn't really find any, like, empirical evidence that this is true. Like... You know, men are fixers and women just want to whine. Or
oh no, I'm not saying they're whiners. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's different. Like I said, maybe they'll fix their problem later, or maybe they'll work around it, or whatever. But
or maybe talking about it helps them figure out a solution on their own,
which will work later. Correct.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm trying to say. The women that I've dealt with in my life have said, you know, have expressed problems. And they've told me that they really just want to talk about it. They're just telling me, and they would like to, you know, if it's stressful, they just want me to hold them, or they just want to be listened to, or whatever.
Huh. So you've actually had a situation, just to interrupt, sorry, Mike. You've actually had situations where a woman will start telling you about a problem, and then you say, oh, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And then she'll say, well, no, I haven't tried that, but I really just want to talk about it with you. I want you to just listen to me.
Yes.
You've had that happen?
Yep. Explicitly.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
A lot.
Huh.
Okay, so obviously you haven't. What's your experiences?
Oh, well, let's see. I mean, I don't know. I think I kind of put myself in the former category. Like if
the fixers?
Yeah, if someone starts to tell me about a problem, I usually say, oh, well, have you tried doing this or have you tried this or that? Yeah. Maybe this would work. So I guess that makes me a man.
I was just going to, you beat me to the joke. No, of course not.
I mean, according to this, like, you know, this question is drawing broad generalizations, obviously, but maybe there are some people, irrespective of gender, who just are more oriented towards fixing a problem, or maybe some people some of the time want solutions when they ask for advice, and some people just want to be listened to and heard. But I think the real... To really get to the root of this question, I think no matter... what you want to get out of a conversation with someone where you're telling them about one of your problems or something that's happening in your life. I think it's important to be clear about like what you want to get out of it. So maybe for instance, like if you have a problem going on, you could say to your friend, as these women did with you, Mike,
I don't want to fix it. I want to tell you about this.
And I really just need to vent.
Yes.
And I don't want any advice or solutions right now. I just kind of want to get it off my chest. Do you think you could just listen to me?
Yeah,
maybe you could even use NVC to convey that, right? I really just need to be listened to right now. Maybe I could just tell you about this and you could just listen to me. That's a request.
Yes, I'm sure there's probably a healthy and positive NVC way to do that. But even without NVC, I agree that that kind of communication is good. Explicit, you know, desires, goals.
Yeah.
Say, this is what I want. And then the other person says, okay, I'll just listen. And then you talk about your problem.
Yeah, now, or conversely, you know, maybe if someone had a problem, they could say to their friend, hey, I have this problem and I really don't know what to do about it. And I'm kind of looking for other people's input. I need a reality check. I need someone else's advice.
Right.
So all of those things could signal that, you know, they want a solution rather than just to be listened to.
Well, what I've been doing very recently in my life is asking, as the listener, asking. So someone comes up to me and it's the same thing you're talking about, just from the other side.
Yeah.
Someone comes up to me and expresses a problem and I say, would you like my suggestions or do you just want me to listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell me and then we proceed.
Yeah, I think I've actually done that too.
Oh, okay. How'd it work?
usually, if I have to ask that question, the person will say, well, I just want you to listen. I don't want you.
Yeah. See, okay, well, are we ready to move on to another angle from the same topic, or you still want to talk about
that? Yeah, sure, let's move on.
I don't really understand that perspective, where you have a problem and you just want to talk about it and be heard. Now, I've been on the other side of that. Oh, you just want to be heard? I'll just listen to you then. Oh, you're crying? You want an arm around your shoulder? I'll give you that. No problem.
Yep.
I just don't understand it. I can hardly even empathize, because to me, if I have a problem, a problem means I don't feel good about something, right?
Yeah.
Something's broken or something's not working or my feelings are hurt or whatever. I have a problem.
Yeah.
And the only way for me to feel better is for the problem to go away. So let's fix it.
Right.
So I don't want to talk about it. I want to fix it. So I just don't even understand that position.
Yeah. I have to say I pretty much feel the same way, Mike. Usually when I have a problem, I'm thinking and I'm obsessing almost over ways to solve that problem.
Right.
I'm not done thinking about it until I can find a solution and I want something to be resolved right away. Like, for instance, have you ever had someone send you an email and say, hey, I need to talk to you, it's kind of important, and then not say what it's about?
Yeah.
And then, like, you can't get a hold of them or something, right. Or you try to email them back or call them and they're not answering the phone, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
Like I just remember this one incident where, I don't know, it was about a year ago, somebody that I didn't know very well sent me a message on Facebook and said, hey, can you call me right away? And that's all it said. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, is he okay? Like, what's going on? I hope everything's fine. So I called him right away. I dropped what I was doing and I called right away. And he's like, oh, I just wanted to ask if you're coming to this place this weekend. And it wasn't really important. I mean, I was worried that he was sick or he needed my help or something like that. And, you know, it was just...
So you wanted to take care of it right away, not...
Yes, yes.
Not let it hang.
And, I've had, other incidents in the past where someone will send me an email or something and say, hey, call me as soon as you can, and then not say what it's about. And then I'll call and sometimes it's something important. But sometimes I can't get a hold of the person right away. And so... It's on my mind. I'm like, oh, I really wonder it's almost distracting from doing what I'm supposed to be doing or would rather be doing.
You want to fix the problem so badly, it takes top priority.
Yes, yeah. exactly. So,
now,
but I think,
here's one possibility in my mind anyway, for what someone who just wants to be listened to might be going through in their mind.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That might be, I mean, if it were me and for some reason I only wanted to talk and be listened to and not solve anything, it might be because it was like round one of thinking about the problem and coming up with my own solution.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need a sounding board or...
Yeah, sometimes
I want to state the problem out loud so I can hear it and realize, oh, this is what I really meant to say or something like that.
Right, but like just to play devil's advocate though, why not just talk to a pillow or a brick wall,
you know?
I guess a pillow can't say, like, well, what do you mean by that? Or can you clarify this or whatever?
But a pillow... Now, what if you are only looking for some kind of sympathy? Like, a pillow can't hug you.
That's true. Well, if it's a giant octopus pillow, it actually can, but... I'm just kidding. A little inside joke.
Are we
going
to have to put a picture of your octopus pillow on?
No. But actually, if you're interested, you can go to I think it's karakiri.com.
How do you spell that?
K-A-R-A-K-I-R-I. Yeah. .com.
Well, anyway, that was a tangent.
it's a major octopus tangent. But anyway, I guess a pillow can't hug you, a pillow can't comfort you or empathize with you, right?
Right, an empty room.
Maybe what they want is just the empathy.
It could be, and...
Just another person to understand what they're going through that meets their need for understanding, for connection, to be heard. to be listened to.
Earlier when I said I couldn't empathize with this position, I didn't. What I meant was I don't understand why they just want to be listened to. But when they're telling me their problems, I am able to empathize usually with what they're going through. Like if the problem is, you know, their teacher yelled at them. Well, that happened to me. I know how it makes you feel. Or, you know, they or they tried a project. Problem. And yeah, health problem. They failed at something. They whatever. They crashed their car. I've gone through all of these, so I can empathize. I just don't understand why they'd want to be listened to and not, you know, bounce back ideas how to fix it.
Right. Not be brainstorming.
Yeah. But I guess it's personal choice.
Well, there's one way that they... Okay, so you said, like, one reason that they might just want to be listened to is because they it's, like, round one of thinking about the problem, and they're going to be formulating their own ideas about how to fix it later.
Right.
But what if they think that the problem is unsolvable? Like, what if they think that there is no solution, they just want to get it off, like, get their emotions out?
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe even they even realize, you know what, the best solution is this, and that's just not something I'm willing to do. And so why talk about it?
Exactly.
That's a possibility.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I know I've had those situations before where I kind of know what the solution is, but I really don't want to do the solution or whatever, you know?
Okay.
Or I know there's a solution, but I'm just not willing to do it right now. Or,
well, you know what? Now that we're brainstorming and trying to figure out this problem,
yes,
I just came up with a couple other ideas
or
possibilities why they might be doing this.
Okay.
One might be that they kind of... know what my response is going to be, or know that I'm going to suggest the direct confrontational way, or, you know, whatever they think I'm going to do. I just don't want to deal with that. So they say, I don't want solutions. I just want to talk.
Yeah.
Another possibility might be that this problem is very recent and is very passionate to them right now. It's very emotional or stressful, and they just want to calm down a while before they talk about it. Like I'm so apt to do during actual arguments.
Yeah. But then when you take a break from arguments, like, you don't want to talk to anybody. You just,
well, you're right. I don't talk about it.
Yeah. You just want to think about it.
Yeah.
But I had an idea, but then it...
and then I erased your mind.
No, you didn't do anything, Mike.
That sounds like a problem.
No. Yeah, what can I do about this problem, Mike? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I think one of the things that people need or want or desire in interpersonal relationships is to not be judged. Right? Like, that's kind of a...
Sure.
That's kind of a need that's not... It's like a negative... I'm not really phrasing it very well, but, you know, a need...
Need to be accepted.
Yes, yes, exactly. A need for acceptance. Exactly it.
And so, are you thinking that by stating a problem and then me saying, this is what you should do to fix it or whatever, they might be...
They might
feel judged?
Interpret that as judgment or something like that. Yeah,
that's
especially if you're
a possibility.
Especially, like, if you're not using NBC.
I was just going to say, if we ever get to the point where they do ask for suggestions, I should possibly learn how to phrase it in NBC, because that'll seem a lot less intimidating.
Right. You can say, you know, the person will tell you about your problem, and then you say, oh, are you feeling this way because this is not being met, and this need is not being met.
Right.
And then they're a lot less likely to feel judged, and they'll probably want to open up to you more.
Certainly we're trying.
You can help them get to the root of their... You can help them have some self-empathy, too, right? By using NVC to figure out which ones of their own needs.
Now, you mentioned earlier in this episode that this was a basic need to be listened to, right?
Yeah.
Can you expound on that?
Yeah, so let's pull up the needs inventory that we can find at cnbc.org, which is the Center for Nonviolent Communication, and we'll put that link in our show notes, too. So, I mean, he's listing a bunch of...
Looks like about 50 or so.
Yeah, just a bunch of... And he says it's not like an exhaustive list, but it's a starting point, and it's a bunch of human needs that he thinks are universal to all people.
Well, here's
and
a kind
of... And one of them is to see... To be understood. To understand and be understood.
Okay. He has a category of needs, physical well-being. So everyone needs air, food, rest, safety, shelter, touch, water, you know, and sexual expression is under there. And that's, I guess so, because we are a breeding animal. But he has, for example, under autonomy, the category of autonomy, a need is spontaneity.
And as well as space, independence, freedom, choice.
I can understand how every human being needs those four, but he's saying that this is universal, and every human being needs spontaneity. I don't know if that's true, and there might be others that I...
So, okay, I hear what you're saying, Mike. Like, this is, this is a question that kind of comes up a lot with NVC. Like, are these things more like wants than needs? Because I think people think of needs as like, you know, food, water, right, shelter, things like
you
really
cannot live
the
without.
Bare minimum, yeah, you cannot live without. But I think the way that he thinks of needs is that if you're not getting these things, which he calls needs,
okay,
then you experience negative feelings.
Okay.
And if you are getting these things, you okay. experience positive feelings.
Okay, well, in that case...
Does that make more
it does
sense
make sense.
In that context?
And still, scanning through this list of 50, which is not exhaustive, I'm really only seeing spontaneity that I disagree with. The rest are very obvious to me. Like, you need efficacy mm-hmm. to feel... or effectiveness. You need those to feel good. If you don't have those, you won't feel good. You need mm-hmm. safety. You need compassion. You know, you need life. You need a challenge, otherwise you'll be bored. Okay.
It wasn't just life.
You need self. Oh, self-expression. Yeah, the rest of these make sense. Spontaneity, I have a question, but okay, it now makes sense to me.
Right.
Okay, so if we go back to relating this to the topic somehow...
By the way, Mike, that was the exact same thing that I said when I was like first learning about NVC. Like, oh, aren't these things more like wants
yes,
than needs?
Okay.
Everybody asked that question. So anyway, go continue your thoughts.
So basically, then the person who expresses a problem and really is just wanting to be listened to, or not wanting to solve it right then, or to hear suggestions, whatever, mm-hmm. might just be expressing a need for being listened to, being accepted.
Yeah. A need for compassion, a need for
empathy,
connection.
Yep.
Because sometimes when people tell someone else about their problems, it
validates
sort of brings them closer together.
Sure. Because it could be an intimate problem that you're sharing.
Yeah, I haven't told anyone else about
right.
this, but I'm telling you because I trust you. Maybe it meets their need for trust. There are all kinds of needs that it might be meeting when someone tells you about their problem, or two people tell each other.
Yeah. To be known, to be understood. Yeah.
Yeah. Consideration, okay. consistency, mm-hmm. empathy, inclusion, love, nurturing, anything.
So now there's lots of reasons why someone might just want to be listened to.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So I was about to say, Mike, I actually keep that page bookmarked, the needs inventory.
Right.
And I've been like referring back to it when I think about something like, okay, well, why am I feeling this way? Is my need for something not being met or, you know.
And then you could look at that list and say, you know what? It's really this that I'm feeling is missing.
Yeah, this is the reason why I'm feeling negatively right now. Hmm. And there's also a feelings inventory that is on the same website.
There's a link to it from that very page.
Yes. So this is also on the CNVC website. So it has a bunch of feelings where, you know, a starting point that lists feelings when your needs are being satisfied and when your needs are not being satisfied.
And they're categorized. As well.
Right.
Interesting.
So.
But, you know, basically, you know, frankly, this is almost common sense. This is like...
It's not, though. It really helps to have this list in front of you.
I can see why it would help to have this list in front of me, but what is this list other than really... taking these words, like friendly, tickled, enthusiastic, fascinated,
I feel tickled.
Depleted, bored, irritated, and bereaved, and just putting them in a positive or negative category based on their definition. It's just that obvious.
just feeling words, I guess.
Yeah. And it's a good list to have, especially when you're just learning NVC as I am, and you're at that stage when you're saying, like you said, why am I feeling this way? What need is not being met? Well, let me go look at this list and see.
Yeah, I think it's really helpful because sometimes, especially when you're just thinking about something yourself in your own head, you're experiencing something, you know you feel bad, but bad is the best that you can describe it. You don't know exactly what you're feeling. You don't know why. So I think it really helps to refer to those things, if for no other reason than just to realize what's causing a certain feeling and maybe what you can do to get out of it, right? You could meet whatever need is not being met. You can try to find some way to get that need met. And hopefully it would be a good healthy strategy for getting that need met.
I would hope.
Yes. So are we done with this episode, Mike?
I think we are. What do you think?
I think you're putting...
Oh, you know what? I do want to make one more, I guess, reiterate that it's really not gender-based. I mean, there are some hardwired differences between men and women. There's some chemical differences, but... It doesn't seem...
You mean like testosterone?
Yeah, hormones.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think it's... non-scientist that I am, I don't think it's possible that a style of communication is hardwired into gender.
I think it would be mostly culturally imposed if it were...
Right.
If it were anything at all.
But in that case, then the question asker, I guess if they perhaps were worldly, might have said, is it true that most men in this culture or in America, blah,
sure.
blah, blah?
Sure.
Because I would be willing to bet that in some other cultures, maybe Arabic cultures or Japanese, the roles are different in terms of which types of people are more the fixer or the listener or whatever.
Yeah, or maybe it's totally different. Maybe in some of those cultures, you just don't talk to people about your problems. You just be silent about it.
Be silent. You pay someone
stoic.
To fix it quietly.
Yes. Anyway,
all right. I don't think it's gender related, but
yeah.
although that is my personal experience, but
I don't,
certainly these types of people exist.
Yeah, I don't like the gender generalizations, but yeah, I think that some people at some times, I think it's situational.
Sure.
Right. Sometimes people just want to be listened to, and sometimes they want advice or fix
yep.
a problem.
Yep.
So that's my parting word, I guess.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for the question.
Yeah. Hopefully we answered it. If not, you can email us back, questionasker, at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us and fix our problem at 419-PT-LOVE.
Exactly. Fix our problems. We've got issues.
And we'll listen.
Yes. Therapize us, please.
You can find all of our old episodes on our website.
Yes, which is porktherapy.com, porktherapy.com.
Also on our website, you can find links to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and
right.
iTunes and LRN and all kinds of stuff.
And our female list.
And join our female list.
Ask us a question or call us directly
yes.
from the website. We make it so
cool.
easy for you to contact us.
Yeah.
We're spreading our contact information all over the internets.
Thank you very much for listening. If you do enjoy it or find the show helpful at all, just please tell your friends.
Yes.
Or tell whomever you enjoy that think might benefit from it.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate you sharing and spreading our message. So, cool.
Cool.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy. Scatterly debop, shabadooey.